In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens, consider the lilies of the field. Do not seek this and that, for the nations of the world seek after these things. But your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek His kingdom, and these things will be added to you. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ sets before us today two different ways of living. Living lives filled with anxiety, worry, and stress, or living lives of calmness, serenity, and peace. Think of what it's like to be filled with anxiety, nervousness, worry, and concern, uneasiness, apprehension, and disquieted spirit, fretfulness, and that great word, angst, fear and trepidation, dread, being bothered and agonized, a feeling of foreboding hanging over you. I compare this to a burning in your heart that doesn't go away. Compare that, the way of the world, to the way of the Lord, the opposite of anxiety, which is calmness of spirit, comfort and assurance, feeling supported and encouraged, and hopeful and faith-filled, soothed and consoled and reassured with the calmness of heart and at ease and secure, finding your well-being in God, happiness and security and safety. This is like a cool, peaceful breeze. The Lord calls us to live like that. We're going to have worries, we're going to have anxieties, we're going to deal with our responsibilities every day. It's how we deal with them and the attitude that we have that Christ is talking about this morning. If we're going to live serene lives in the midst of chaos, if we're going to have a calmness of heart in the middle of an anxious world, where do we find that? We find that in the Word of Scripture, the Word of our Lord Jesus Christ, which guides us, which calms our spirits, and fills us with joy in difficult circumstances. Each week we are privileged to hear that Word that is read and preached here in the sanctuary. We invite you to have your children and yourself in Sunday school as well. My goal for us during this fall, and if I could click my finger, it would just happen. Oh, how pastors wish they could just click their fingers and things would happen. And you know what I would want? I would want all of us to think of Sunday morning as a two-hour commitment, not a one-hour commitment, 1 hour for the divine service and worship, and another hour for study of the Word of God, for teens, for adults, and for children. It is your responsibility, parents, especially fathers in your homes, to see to it that your children learn the Word of God, learn the Bible stories, and come to Sunday school and you in Bible class. I want you to make this fall a commitment for yourself and for your family to make Sunday a two-hour commitment, not a one-hour commitment. Now, I'm the oldest of eight kids. My dad was a painting contractor. I laugh and I tell people that I, too, was a PK, not a pastor's kid, a painter's kid. We had eight kids. My dad was a house painter. We were in church every Sunday school, in church every Sunday, and all of us were in Sunday school. If my mom and dad can get 10 people to Sunday school, then you can too. And there's no excuse not to. This is the joy of Sunday school and the divine service. Your children and you are learning the word of Jesus so you can have a calm spirit. So you can handle anything that the world throws at you. Anything. So our Heavenly Father, who already knows what we need, says through Jesus, don't worry about your life. Seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. I want to highlight just three things from the words of Jesus in Luke 12. First, your anxieties. Secondly, your Heavenly Father. And third, your faith. Let's consider your and my anxieties first. Jesus says, I tell you, I tell you, and then fill in the blank with your own name. Jesus says, I tell you. You. Everybody came here this morning. There's something bugging you about this coming week that you're anxious about. I know there's something you're worried about. Jesus says, do not be anxious about your life. What are we going to eat? What are we going to wear? Food, clothing. By being anxious, Jesus said, can you add this much to your life by being worried about it? No, you can't, of course. So if you can't do that, then why are you anxious about the rest, all of the big things that go on? Don't worry about what you will eat and what you will drink, Jesus says. All the nations of the world seek after these things. The unbelieving world spends their whole life worrying about food, drink, clothing, and stuff. We are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not of this world. And so we are not to seek after the things that the world endlessly pursues, but take our anxieties and give them to Christ and live like Abraham did, who, though he had been promised that he would have a son and descendants like the stars, did not yet have a son. But when God promised him again, not only will you have a son, your descendants will be like the sand on the seashore, and in him all the nations of the world would be blessed because Christ came from the lineage of Abraham. In the midst of Abraham's anxieties, he believed the Lord and it was counted to him as righteousness. Christ's righteousness is accounted to us by faith. Take your anxieties to the Lord. Believe the promise of the Lord. Give him your anxieties and worries. Stop trying to carry them on your own shoulders. Come unto me, all ye that are labored and heavy laden, Christ says, and I will give you rest. Those are the anxieties, and you could share your anxieties if you had time, but now the Lord moves to who our Heavenly Father is. Jesus says, look at the ravens. They don't sow or reap, and the birds don't gather grain into storehouses. God feeds them. Are you not more valuable than birds? And consider the lilies of the field. They don't toil. They don't spin. And even though these beautiful wildflowers will be cut down by the farmers and thrown into the oven, even Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. How much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? If you look at the flowers during the summer in your yard and you see how beautiful they are, it's like God has a paintbrush and he has hand-painted the flowers. Your Father knows that you need food, clothing, and drink. So seek first his kingdom and all these things will be added as well. This is recorded in Luke, and the more famous version of this is Matthew that most of us memorized. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. Your Heavenly Father already knows what you need, so he wants you to trust him and have this assurance that the one who created the world, the universe, by simply speaking it into existence, has prepared for you a country, a heavenly city. God is not ashamed to call us his children, but has a home prepared for us. That is the Heavenly Father we serve, And that is the promise He has made. This promise that heaven is our home, which we will sing in the closing hymn this morning, "I am but a stranger here, heaven is my home," comes to you by faith. Luther said, and we all know, faith is the most simplest of things and also the most difficult at the same time. Jesus expects you to have faith in Him. "Fear not, little flock, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Little flock means we're sheep, and Jesus is your shepherd. It is His pleasure to give you the kingdom, the quiet pastures of heaven. Isn't it marvelous to realize that God is your Father? Think about that. God is not the great it God. God is not the grand poobah. God is your Father, and He wants to give you His kingdom. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Jesus, as the treasure of God, promises us, through faith in His name, eternal life, forgiveness, and heaven. That may seem far away, but it's not. You have that gift now. Did you realize that you have been already accounted righteous before God the Father through the death of His Son on the cross? Did you realize God always ready says, "It is finished. You are covered with the forgiveness of sins in Christ. You are holy and without blemish, because in your baptism I made you my child." Faith means that when the word is preached, when you are taught, when you remember that your baptism took place, that you hear the word of absolution and receive Christ's body and blood under the bread and wine, your faith clings to God's word, not to the words of the world. Cling by faith to God's word. When we, understanding that God has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west, and He desires to give us the kingdom, that is His Father's heart, Christians will do amazing things when they understand that by faith. They will sell their possessions and give to the needy. They will have money bags that don't grow out, don't grow old, a treasure in heaven that does not fail. Help the widows and the orphans and people in their distress. Give a cup of water in Christ's name is a big thing in God's kingdom. This treasure of heaven, the thief can't take it and the moth can't destroy it. And as you live out your daily vocation and calling, God notices every little thing that you do in the name of Christ, a word of love and mercy, an act and deed of comfort for someone in need. In conclusion, the object of your faith is Jesus Christ. In Him, the kingdom of God is present. God has intersected with your life in the crucified and risen Lord. Because you were accounted righteous and justified before God the Father, you don't have to worry about this life, but can treasure the kingdom of heaven above all. And God promises to give you all the things that you need. Let us live joyous lives, carefree lives, and trust God the Father, like Abel, like Enoch, like Noah, like Abraham, like Isaac, like Jacob, and like Sarah. We have been commended by God as righteous. We have the inheritance in Christ Jesus now. We can commit ourselves to the divine service and the study of the Word of God because we seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to us as well. So let's not live with the burning in the heart anxiety. Let us live with the cool breezes and the serenity of the Word of Christ, and so live joyous and happy lives, trusting by faith in our Heavenly Father and in His kingdom through His Son, Jesus Christ. God grant this in our lives. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guide our hearts and our minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.